Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But, you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. And back here in Studio A with my guest this morning, as I mentioned, from Farmington Municipal Schools, Superintendent Cody Deal is joining me this morning. Mr. Deal, good morning. Welcome back to KSJE.
Good morning, Scott. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Thanks for being here. I'm so sorry that our video is not working this morning because it's Wear Your Pajamas to Work Day, and here we are sitting in our pajamas around the microphone. So the viewers will just have to live without it, I guess, but it's good to have you here.
Well, thank you so much. You know how excited I am about those cameras, too. I'm pretty bummed.
I know. You really are. I'm so sorry, but that's okay. We'll put up a picture. People can put a picture of you next to their radios and get the same effect pretty much. But anyway, it's great to have you here. A lot of things to talk about. Here we are. Gosh, middle of the fall season, and the school year is well underway, and athletics are going, and things are happening, and we want to talk a little bit about some of that, but also some honors for one of your teachers, I think, too, right?
Yeah, so every year, the state of New Mexico, the Public Education Department, asks us to send our Farmington Municipal Schools Teacher of the Year, and it's kind of a weird scenario because, or how they do it, they ask for it in the fall for our, you know, Teacher of the Year for the previous school year.
Sure.
So, yeah, Miss Jamie Long, Piedra Vista High School. She's a math teacher, and she's fabulous. But we did a little bit different this year in the sense of so in the past, we have a former Teachers of the Year come together, and there were nominations. But this year, we put it out to the public. We put it out to parents, staff, teachers. Anybody could chime in. Scott, you could chime in on Facebook and vote for your favorite teacher. So we had some finalists. We had five finalists, and then that committee came back together and selected our Teacher of the Year that we submitted to the Public Education Department. And like I said, Miss Jamie Long from Piedra Vista High School, she's been there. I don't have it right in front of me, but I believe 16 years now. And so she does a great job. High standards, exceptional teacher, and she's very positive in the way she helps our students, her students at Piedra Vista High School. But along with her, we had Ms. Sunder from Mesa Verde Elementary School, Mr. Nate Thompson from Rosinante High School, Ms. Kelly Henderson from Tibbetts Middle School, and Ms. Carol Mays from Ladera Elementary. So a nice mixture of teachers, and we have so many in the district. It's a tough choice.
Right, a lot of submissions this year too, it sounds like, right?
We did. So in year, like I said, we opened it up to the public, and we had 459 submissions. So yeah.
Okay, very good. Well, congratulations to her. Congratulations to the finalists and all the teachers who were submitted for consideration. And it's a great thing to be recognized by the community, by your maybe fellow students and staff members. So
yeah, it's great. And we'll keep our fingers crossed, and hopefully Ms. Long is the New Mexico Teacher of the Year.
Right, right. Very true. There's some other accolades going out as well, correct?
Yeah. So last month we attended the National JOM Conference in Chicago, and we have we're thrilled to announce that FMS has not only one, but two incredible educators who have been recognized for their dedication to education by the National Johnson O'Malley Association. So we have Miss Grace Blackwater, who has been named the Johnson O'Malley Teacher of the Year for the nation, and Miss Carmelita Lee, who has received the Honorary Teacher of the Year Award. So absolutely, great honors for these two. And I will say this, that department, our bilingual department and our Indian Education Department, under the leadership of Diane Arrington and Dr. Geraldine Garrity, is taking off. They're doing some amazing things. And the partnership that we have with the Navajo Nation is getting stronger every day.
That's really important, isn't it, for these programs and to get that kind of support. And just to remind our audience who may not be as familiar with Johnson O'Malley, this is an organization that provides grant funding and things like that for programs like you describe.
Yeah, to support our Native American students, and whether it be financially, mm-hmm. With programs. And so, yeah, it's grant funded, and it helps us tremendously.
Very good.
And we thank them.
Yeah, no kidding. And congratulations to those two Farmington teachers who are getting this. This is national recognition, is
yes,
it not?
Yes, yes. Yeah. And so they received that award in Chicago back in mid-September.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good. Very good. Congratulations to them. And one more. We want to drop a name with the New Mexico Education, or the NMEA is what I'm trying to say.
New Mexico Music Educators Association.
Thank you.
Miss Marletta Newman, who taught for us for a long time, was elected to or inducted into the Hall of Fame for the New Mexico Music Educators Association. And I teased her at the board meeting when we recognized her for this, is that because she just recently retired, and I let her know that her 90 days is about up, and we'll take her back.
Right, time to come back to work.
No, but congratulations to Miss Newman, and Mesa View Middle School was lucky to have her.
Right, right.
So
always nice to see recognition from your staff, isn't it, as superintendent?
Yeah. You know, and I've said it before on your show that teaching is it's a hard job. I believe one of the hardest jobs in the world. And so for them to be recognized, absolutely. And we wish we could do more. And you know, you see on our Facebook postings, our schools are trying to recognize and reward teachers for the hard work and for the time and effort that they're putting in. Our executive director of human resource, Mr. Chris Pash, in partnership with his department, puts out employees of the month awards, mm-hmm. not only at each school level but within our departments. Good stuff.
Very good. And we always hear a lot, I think, from educators about how, you know, folks who get into that profession kind of have a passion for teaching, a passion for sharing what they know with their students and things along that line, because it is sometimes challenging and sometimes can be a difficult job. But I think the folks who are in it are in it for an important reason, and they do have that passion to stick with it and really want to share what they know with their students, no matter what age and grade they're teaching.
Yeah, educators are amazing people, and what they do on a daily basis and the time that they spend. We spend more time with your kids than you do in many instances.
Right.
So great impact, mold, shape the future. So I can't say enough about the work that they do.
Well, nice to see them get some recognition.
Absolutely.
From time to time as that does happen. And thank you for sharing it with our audiences here this morning. Something else I wanted to ask you about that's on our topic to talk about this morning is mental health and some of those concerns and issues at schools these days. That's a big topic too.
Yeah, I mean, as you know, it's all over the world, right? Mm-hmm. And so we need our students to be safe and supported and happy and healthy in order to learn. And
right.
If they're not, learning becomes secondary. And so being able to provide supports for our students is crucial in for their learning. So we've partnered with Daybreak Health to bring informative sessions to support our families. So if they go onto our website, there's a series of webinars that cover mental health, communicating with your child, helping your child develop healthy relationships, understanding changes in behaviors. We know that over the course of a K-12 experience, students change quite a bit, right? And then with the world that we live in today, with what the students are exposed to, whether it be online or in society. So, so they have the opportunity to, and it's free. And they're education webinars, so all they have to do is log on to our website and sign up. So,
okay.
And along with that, we have some online safety programs that we provide our families, some online safety and digital wellness parent webinars through a company called LineWise. So they'll learn about online safety risks that children may encounter and ways to reduce those risks. So social media, gaming platforms, we know that are very popular with our students.
Kids and video games? Are you kidding me? What? Yes.
Right, that's right. And you know, we hand them a device. You know, mm-hmm. we have a one-to-one initiative here in Farmington Schools. So being able to support that and make sure that they're using the technology that we provide them for good, healthy, safety, or safe reasons, right? Along with the most important thing in education.
Right, right. And so both of these things that you're partnering with, these are free to parents or guardians or adults to sign up for and attend, or I guess attend remotely. They're all kind of online That's offerings,
right.
correct?
That's right. And okay. I think our next webinar for Daybreak Health is November 6th.
Right.
And online safety, the next webinar is scheduled for December 5th.
Okay.
So, yeah, if they go onto the website, they'll be able to locate the information.
Gotcha. Farmington Schools.
Yep.
Got it. Okay. There you go. Very good. Gosh, we've got an election coming up in just a couple of weeks in San Juan County. You've got some school board seats that are up. Mm-hmm. You've got a mill question, I think, that you're asking voters about. So that's happening as well.
Right. We're gearing up for the big day, November 7th. So, yeah, we have a couple, three school board member positions. And two are running unopposed, and okay. then we have another who there's a couple candidates running. So yes, along with that are two mill questions, two different mill levy questions. One is public school building tax, and the other one is public school capital improvements. So very important for us to function. You know, they provide us opportunities in two different areas. Or two different funds, right? So we use these funds for various things. I don't know if you want to get into
Yeah, just a little. We have a little bit of time to do that. I know because I know you can't kind of use money from one bucket of mill mm-hmm. money, maybe that's approved in for other projects unless they're part of the approval, I guess, right?
Right. So these funds allow us to continually make improvements to our schools, essential repairs, replacements, whether that be flooring, painting. You know, we want to create environments where our students feel safe and great places to learn, right?
Sure.
So whether it be HVAC, lighting, flooring, so that's one bucket. And then we use the other for capital improvements, safety improvements. You'll see things like secure vestibules when you come to our schools, our camera systems, visitor management systems, fencing, access control, so all those safety initiatives that we have in our schools. So these are very important questions to be asked on November 7th. You know, it's a for or against ask, and we just look forward to our public going out and voting.
There you go. Very true. I know traditionally, I believe the public has supported Farmington Schools for a number of years. Gosh, I lose track of how many years it's been, but it seems like the schools get a lot of support from the public.
Well, as forever, right? And so Farmington always does a great job of supporting our schools, whether it be on questions like this or, and I've talked about it before on your show, that we have a great community. Whether it's helping us with our athletics, fundraising, the support that the community provides, our first responders, Farmington Police, Farmington Fire, obviously the San Juan County Office of Emergency Management, the partnerships that we've created in our community, we couldn't do it without them.
Right. And if I understand it correctly, if both of these were to pass, there would be no increase in taxes. The tax rate would remain the same.
Most important. That is the most important thing that we should talk about this morning is okay. that, yes, that there would be no increase in the tax rate. So and once again, we appreciate all the support that our community continues to give us. And yes, it keeps our schools and we invite the public in. And I think that you drive across town and you see what these funds provide. And I know our public relations department, Mr. Tabota and Lauren Gonzalez, they've done an amazing job. Log on to our Facebook page and look at our playgrounds. And they did a great interview with a couple students the other day on you know, how they value the playgrounds and that our bond money different than these funds. But once again, our community has to support those. And,
right.
And so they've done Very a nice true. Job of highlighting that. So I appreciate that department as well.
Very good. Well, and again, the schools are public buildings, and so even if you don't have a student in Farmington Schools, you may enjoy the facilities of Farmington Schools by going to a basketball game or a softball game or a soccer game or a football game or a play or a concert, all those things.
Well, and come take advantage of our facilities, you know, whether it's the playgrounds in your community and or walking our track at Farmington High. And so, yeah, absolutely, come take advantage. And then, of course, you see our YAFL programs in our community use our facilities to practice. And so, yeah, we'd like to open our doors.
Very good. Very good. Well, that's coming up November 7th. And I think early voting is underway now.
Yes.
As of Saturday. So there you are, everyone. Other things to mention this morning, your ELA and math curriculums.
Yeah, so we've talked a little bit about this in the past, but I just want to highlight our curriculum department and the work that they've done in bringing teachers together to determine critical concepts and essential standards, along with that, topic assessments. So the focus on learning, and we talked about a little bit about this, you know, narrowing our focus, deepening our impact, and creating an education system in Farmington Schools that gives all of our students the same opportunities and the same chance, right? So if we have a critical concept in third grade math and we want to ensure that whatever's happening at Ladera Elementary is happening at Apache or Animas. So bringing these teams together creates that collaborative partnership and then gives our kids a better chance.
Very good. Nice. And ready for kindergarten, another program at Farmington Schools?
Yeah, this one's really exciting to me, and they've expanded to, I think they used to start with three-year-olds, but they've expanded now to newborns and toddlers, and so this, it's really fun to see. I think last week it was that we had a program during the day in which infants came, and basically, yes, it's teaching families and parents how to interact and play with their children before they come into the public school setting. We provide them books and resources that they get to take with them, and so it's really a cool program that they do, and so really excited. I think we're full in our I saw on Facebook.
Okay,
we're full for the next program. In a couple of weeks, but there is an online version, and we look forward to expanding and growing. But I'm super happy and proud of what they're doing.
Okay, very good. Other notes to talk about this morning, community schools.
Yeah, so we have two schools who've applied for extended beyond what we already do with our community schools. Those are six sites where we have our after-school programs, but Apache Elementary and Animas Elementary have applied for a community schools grant that goes beyond. So I believe it's this Thursday, Animas Elementary has invited the community partners in to our central office from 5:30 to 7:30 to talk about how we can partner with our community to make our schools better.
Gotcha. And so explain to me a bit more about that concept. It's just to have more after-school activities at these two sites or more than that?
Not only that, not after-school, but providing research. And there's pillars that go along with community schools.
I see.
And I don't have them in front of me, so I don't want to butcher that. So really bringing partnerships in from our communities to support families within that school.
I see.
Whether it be... it could be a wide range of things, whether that be supporting students with health, safety, food, shelter. So just bringing the community together to work to make that school and give those students a better chance.
Absolutely. I got it. Yep. Students and their families, I guess,
yes,
would get benefits from this, right? And we're talking about, again, you mentioned Apache and Animas.
Yes.
Are working on this together. Got it.
And yes, keep following our Facebook page, and you'll see updates and how to get involved.
Okay.
Once again, we're asking our community to become a partner, and this is another way of doing it.
Very good. Very good. One of your schools is working on improving recess. I don't know how that's possible. Recess is awesome.
I've said it a bunch. The more recess, the better.
Yes,
right?
Yes,
we need to get out and we need to play. We need to be out in the fresh air. And so PlayWorks is an opportunity for older students to teach our younger students the proper way to get out and play and exercise in interactive games. It creates leadership amongst our older students at the elementary level. So it's very intentional. You know, when we go there are problems at recess.
That's true.
You know, so but yes, it's very intentional and focused, and it's good stuff.
So this is Esperanza that is looking at this, your school.
So Esperanza's been doing partnering with Playworks for several years now, and so it's an opportunity for all of our elementary schools. But the Esperanza, proud of them, they're taking it to the next level.
Okay,
absolutely.
All right. Maybe making it more positive for everyone.
Yes.
Is what it sounds like to me.
Yeah.
So there you go. Very good. And then McCormick School is doing something else. Workshops on positive behavior and screen time issues.
Yeah. So they've had a gentleman come in a couple different times. And
right.
Yes, bringing families in and talking almost about what we talked about earlier in the show. I mean, partnering with things like Daybreak and our mental health programs, right? But teaching, positive behavior supports and how to engage with our families more.
Gotcha. Right. You mentioned the one-to-one initiative. So mm-hmm. I imagine screen time is an important thing to maybe, you know, yes, get your homework done, but also maybe limit the time that you're looking at that laptop and phone or what have you, right?
Well, and our IT department has done a nice job of, I mean, you don't want to limit what students can do on their lab, but there are limits that parameters that we put in place, whether it be through filtering and we're able to shut the computers down at a certain time at
right.
night. So yes, we definitely going back to play and
right.
going back to being outside and being with families and being together. We always don't need to be in our screens.
Very true. That's good for adults and kids, I think.
Most definitely.
There you go. Very true.
Most definitely.
And last but not least, I know we always talk about staffing and things like that. You still have some openings throughout the district. Things are looking maybe better than they have in the years past. I don't know. How are they looking?
Yeah. No, they are. And I think the public education department and our legislators have done a nice job of supporting our staff and or our teachers, and mm-hmm. We're going to continue to support our staff as well with increase in pay and benefits. And so, but yes, we're always looking for people to come join our team. And Farmington Municipal Schools is a great place to work, and we have an amazing school board that supports our strategic plan. Which provides opportunities for us to grow every day. And so we want you to come join us. Go to farmingtonschools.us and click on the find the links to HR and come join our team.
Okay. All right. Very good. And that is the website to go to for any things we talked about this morning as well, in addition to the Facebook page and social media. But those other webinars we talked about for parents
yes.
and things like that, farmingtonschools.us is the new address.
Farmingtonschools.us.
Relatively new.
I know Roberto wants me to say it often.
Yes.
and I don't say it often enough. But yes, we've done it. I think probably we're on month 4 or 5 of the new address. And so, yes, farmingtonschools.us.
Okay.
Take a look.
Very good. Awesome. Well, Mr. Deal, thank you for coming in this morning. I'm sorry we weren't able to see your smiling face and your choice of pajamas today, but it certainly was great to see you.
Well, I appreciate the time, as always, and look forward to seeing you in November. I can't believe how fast.
Right.
I can't, you know, in a couple of days, it's going to be November.
That's true. Very true. Well, we'll see you then.
All right.
Thank you very much. That's Cody Deal, Superintendent of Schools with Farmington Schools, my guest this morning right here on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.